Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I'm your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm going to talk politics to start the show. It's not a shock to me that Donald Trump won the election. I had been avoiding the level of depth in the discussion. I think that my take has been throughout the election cycle to get informed, look at the issues that impact you and your family and your zip code, and ultimately vote what you feel is within your best interest. Regardless of who you are, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're of African-American descent, whether you're live in a rural community and are of Caucasian descent, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, Latinx community, LGBTQ community, Gen Z, Gen X, baby boomers, did I cover all of the various demographics? But I've been saying, get educated, be informed, be vigilant. Don't let somebody con you out of your vote. Don't let somebody guilt you into voting for their platform. And that's been my take. I didn't really get into my own personal beliefs and what policies have worked for me and what policies I don't agree with. Because A, that's not really what we do on this show. B, you don't care. You have your own thoughts. And I've always said that my listenership base, and before being on Sirius XM, I was syndicated. I've been on Bloomberg Network. I started off on ESPN, but matriculated. I've been on Urban One. I've worked with a lot of phenomenal. I've been on NBC. I've worked with a lot of phenomenal networks and brilliant listenership bases, and been on in drive time in some large markets like Seattle, like Atlanta, like DC. My listeners are smart enough to figure it out for themselves. But before I go into my rant, I want to go to NBCnews.com. And a number that truly jumped off the page. I'm looking at the exit polls from the election. And African-American men and African-American women. African-American men make up 5% of the electorate. African-American women make up 7% of the electorate. African-American women voted 92% for Kamala Harris and only 7% for Donald Trump. African-American men voted 78% for Kamala Harris and 20% for Donald Trump. That's a significant divide. One of the themes when I talk on my chat with my friends, people that I care about, at the bar, with my family, one of the things that I hear over and over and over again is that your evangelical Caucasian crowd, particularly in the South, in the Midwest, the Bible thumpers, then people from rural America, that the men and women, people vote together based on their household, meaning that the wife votes on the husband's block. So the husband could be a MAGA supporter. The wife is going to show up and pull that lever for the MAGA candidate. And that's something that we see. We saw rural America dominate this election. I think the difference is Biden, you're not going to win some of the rural states, and you're not going to win some of the rural counties in swing states. So I don't expect, Democrats are not going to win. They're not going to win Oklahoma. They're not going to win Kansas. They're not going to win North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Utah. They're not going to win. I don't even think that VP Harris went to those places, because you're not going to win. And in the swing states, you're not going to win the rural counties in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in North Carolina, in Florida, in Georgia. You're not going to win those counties. But I think the difference is Obama in those swing states, he was losing 65-70% of the vote. Biden was losing 70-75% of the vote. Kamala Harris is losing 85, almost 90% of the vote in some of these rural counties in swing states. You have to be competitive. You can't. I saw President Trump campaigning in rural Pennsylvania, campaigning in rural Georgia, campaigning in rural parts of Virginia, campaigning in rural parts of North Carolina, and definitely rural Wisconsin. He was constantly in those places. I saw Kamala Harris. She's in Milwaukee. Kamala Harris, she's in Atlanta. Kamala Harris, she's in Philadelphia. And there are a lot of people that are angry. I've seen so much anger and vitriol. I really, truly believe in democracy. That's my own personal beliefs. And I understand I'm not naive. When the Constitution was written, when the powers that be built this country, they were not thinking about African-Americans. I think African-Americans, black people, slaves, Negroes, whatever they were calling us back then that I can't say on the radio. I think that we were the literal footstools and Ottomans. I think when George Washington and Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were drafting this up, like they had their feet up on a slave. Slaves were fanning them and bringing them tea and whatever delicacies they had back in the 1700s. People would eat in the United States that were rich. Cherries? I don't know. So I get that this is not necessarily a country and a democracy that's built for people that look like me. There is a lot of racism interwoven into the fabric of the United States of America. There is a lot of xenophobia in modern culture here. There's hatred for individuals in the LGBTQ community. There's so many things that are going on. There's men versus women. So many things that are going on. But I think that over the last 250 years, the United States is in better shape with their democracy than many other parts of the world. And I'm not going to entertain the conversation. Oh, we're just like North Korea. We are not just like North Korea. The mere fact that you can complain about this on your Facebook app or Instagram app while you're in line at Chick-fil-A getting a eight-count nuggets with Polynesian sauce means that you're not in North Korea. You're not. This is not Afghanistan. We're not under Sharia law. We have some things that we need to fix in the United States. But I've just seen a lot of anger, especially in my community, my base, my friends, a lot of anger over women's rights, which was really what pushed me into being more supportive of VP Harris. Because as a healthcare leader, I don't want to see anybody bleed out in a parking lot because they can't get assistance with a miscarriage or they had an abortion somewhere and they had some type of complication. And I think that that's abhorrent. I think that that's repugnant. And then I've also talked about on this show, a lot of people in various cohorts and communities around the country, they're pro-life. But once that baby's born, it's like, bleep that baby. So it's one thing to say that I disagree with the concept of what abortion is. Some people take it further. I disagree with the concept of abortion, even when it's an incest or rape or something like that. But it's another, what are you going to do with your taxes and as a community to support children once they're here? Are you going to pay taxes so they can go to school? Are you going to put in WIC and government welfare programs for those of us who are not blessed financially to be able to support our children? There are a lot of people out there, they could care less about what happens to that child, especially if it's a child that's black or brown. Once that child bursts through the womb. But all of that said, this is a Kamala Harris house. It's HRR Voices, Howard University Radio Networks. Howard is where Kamala Harris's headquarters is. So I'm obviously going to be supportive, even if I didn't like Kamala Harris, which I do. It would be a bad business move to disparage her. But ultimately, I didn't think she was going to win. I didn't want to be negative. I didn't want to be canceled by some of my friends. I felt that if the election was held within the first 2 weeks of her being announced as the candidate replacing Biden, she had that groundswell of support. But I knew that we would regress to the mean. It didn't shock me, the fact that Trump won as many states as he did and won virtually all of the swing states. Didn't shock me. I didn't think that Trump would win the popular vote by as much as he won the popular vote by. But it shows that's where we are in America. I think the people have spoken. I go back to my thoughts of democracy. I don't particularly like the result. There's some benefits for me financially, but I'm not happy about the results of the election. I think that Trump is a repugnant human being. But I would just implore two things from my listeners. First and foremost, VP Harris, this is her first shot at the presidency, and I don't think that she was an extraordinarily seasoned candidate, and I don't mean unseasoned that she's not qualified. She's obviously qualified. She's obviously smart enough, obviously educated enough, has been a vice president. She's an extraordinarily qualified candidate, but she was only in the race for 90 days. She wasn't out for 18 months raising money. She didn't go through the primaries, and I do think that that matters. I think that that's a legitimate point. I feel like Kamala Harris is going to be the front runner for 2028. She's young, only 60 years old. She has 4 years to mobilize, to galvanize, to continue to work her base and be prepared for 2028. And I think that she's going to have a great chance of winning the election in 2028. So I'm not a doom and gloom person. Yeah, you got the Project 2025 stuff, and yeah, you got the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court. These next 4 years could get real bumpy. But I do believe in the Constitution. I don't believe that Trump will install himself as king in perpetuity. And I think in 4 years, there will be an opportunity for the Democratic Party to mobilize. And I think that Kamala is the next person in line as of now. We'll see if AOC jumps through. We'll see if Ted Cruz is ever able to move up. There are other people that somebody could, it could be an Obama situation, someone we don't even really know about, could just fly in, on a Pegasus horse. But right now, Kamala looks like a very solid front-running candidate, and that she will have another opportunity to compete for the presidency of the United States. And then the last thing, I just think we got to get off of this black men, black women, all of the hatred, us versus them stuff. I've seen so much of that, and I'm tired of it. That's the part of the election that I'm glad is over. I'm so tired of people telling me that if I don't vote for their interest, that makes me a bad person. That makes me less of an African-American, less of a leader, less of an individual that has empathy or compassion. You don't know why people voted, why they voted. And it's not your place to stand on a soapbox and tell people what to do. I think the better alternative is, can the African-American community come together, similar that you see in the evangelical community, similar to what you see in the Latinx community, similar to what you see in the LGBTQ community? Can we come together and figure out how we can support the same block and then go to those MFers and say, here's the block, here's our vote. But to get this vote, there are going to be some conditions, because this is business and it's not personal. Paragon 7.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Gain Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness, Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." "Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone."
"I love my kids, but I also love not being broke. So this back-to-school season, I'm just going to spend less on them. Amazon has low prices on everything kids need. Like a water bottle they definitely won't lose.
Mm-mm.
Tablets, because how else are parents supposed to take a break from their kids that are always around? Sports stuff, for whatever sport this is. All the latest lit, Rizzy Riz clothes. No cap." "What is cap?" "And lunch boxes for a homemade meal that they'll barely touch."
"Quest? What the fudge?"
"So spend less on your favorite little freeloaders with Amazon. Because every dollar you don't spend on them is a dollar you haven't spent on them."
James Lewis.
What is your honest perception of just a circus? I don't care about your politics and who you're going to vote for, but just what's your perception of just all of this political theater?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
We're so screwed.
We're doomed.
We're so screwed.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.